Middle East and Africa. Peace talks over Sudan. Is there a third way? A wide Sudanese spectrum refuses to back either of the main belligerents.
A glimmer of hope was provided this week by ordinary Sudanese civilians, rather than the two armed forces battling for supremacy on the ground. On May 27th, to the sound of joyous ululations, the coordination body of the Democratic Civil Forces of Sudan, more snappily known as TACODUM, began a four-day convention in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia. Chaired by Abdallah Hamdok, Sudan's last civilian prime minister, TACODUM seeks to rally as wide a coalition of Sudanese as possible to stop the civil war and return the country to civilian rule. Given the chaos and terror that now prevail, it was a small logistical miracle that the organisers managed to gather 600 or so Sudanese delegates under one roof. Previous such meetings of groups claiming to represent Sudan's people have been criticised for merely assembling the usual elites to stand up for little more than their own selfish interests. So Mr. Hamdok's team went to enormous lengths to embrace the broadest spectrum of Sudanese outfits based both at home and abroad. People from all 18 of Sudan's states were represented. Among the 25 delegations from Sudan's worldwide diaspora was a sprinkling of Stetsons. Another 30 delegates were from displaced persons camps. A full 40% of the delegates were women. A similar proportion were counted as young, meaning under 45. TACODUM has also drawn support from some of Sudan's main political parties, such as the UMMA, as well as a handful of armed groups that have so far been neutral in the war. The result was a heady mix. Meredith Preston McGee, a Canadian veteran of many peace negotiations in East Africa, called the conference the most inclusive process she had ever witnessed. The broader the front, argues Mr. Hamdok, the more pressure can be exerted on the belligerents. The hope is that such a wide range of adherents will give TACODUM the legitimacy to take part in negotiations and forestall claims by the two main armed groups, the Regular Sudanese Armed Forces, or SAF, and the Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, to represent Sudan. Because Mr. Hamdok, a former economist, and the TACODUM leaders say they want Sudan to be a secular democracy led by civilians, it can look as if they favour any group opposed to the SAF, which has its roots in the oppressive Islamist regimes led by Omar al-Bashir from 1989 to 2019. Mr. Hamdok's sympathies were questioned when he met Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, known as Emedti, the RSF leader, in January. So TACODUM delegates in Addis Ababa were at pains to denounce the RSF as much as the SAF for the brutalities of the civil war. TACODUM's most precious asset will be its claim to stand independently from the two main warring groups. Could it help avert Sudan's slide into self-immolation and fragmentation? In the short run, that will be decided by the men with guns, if and when separate talks resume in Jeddah, where TACODUM has so far had no role. But if more movements, such as the still influential Sudanese Communist Party, unite under TACODUM's banner, as Mr. Hamdok says he expects, it may become impossible to ignore. If more non-African countries, including European ones, were to back TACODUM, might others that have so far boosted one or other of the main belligerents be drawn into the TACODUM camp? If a stalemate persists in the civil war, that might eventually become the better option.